Good morning, church. Wow. I just didn't realize how quickly babies added up around here. When we were thinking about it, I was like, oh, we haven't had that many. And then I started thinking, and when I saw the list this morning, I was like, wow, 10 beautiful, beautiful babies. What an amazing testament to these families and to this church that we have supported and been able to love and support and be with these families through all of that. That's a great thing for us. I'm going to apologize straight up. This morning, I had a little bit of technical difficulties. I was out of town this week, and when I came back, my key didn't work to the office, and my computer was destroyed. I'm not sure what message you're trying to send, but I thought it might be, and literally I couldn't get in the door, and then when I got in the door or a window or whatever, my computer wasn't working. So it's been a little bit of a learning on the fly this morning. All right, so let me get back to this. There we go. There, okay. Now I'm ready. Oh, okay. So, happy Father's Day. That's the first thing I wrote. Yeah. It has been a busy and hectic week, I know, for us, but probably for many of you as well. It's still learning to adapt to new and changing circumstances. I have to confess that one of my very favorite traditions at Forest Mill is having our annual baby dedication and doing that on Mother's Day. It is such a powerful way to sort of recognize those parents and their babies and just support them and love and encourage them. I really hated this year that we weren't able to meet on Mother's Day to do that. Truly, I do. But I am so thankful that we were able to tie baby dedication together with Father's Day for the first time. I thought that was really a great thing. Being a father is one of the greatest joys and privileges of my life. It's one of the greatest things I've gotten to experience as a man. It has defined me. It has shaped me. It has made me more, I guess we fair, made me more than who I was. Not just different, but better. I think fatherhood has had that effect on me. And for me, at least, Father's Day is one of those times that I can look back fondly at these early years you see behind me that are well behind me now. And I'm so grateful to have had that time, to have had this opportunity to know and love and be with them. At the same time, though, I find myself trying to evaluate my fatherhood and looking at, like, where could I have done a better job? And believe me, there's plenty of room for improvement. And doing that doesn't help me change the past, right? I can never go back and do that. But sometimes it helps me make course corrections for the future. Like thinking in 5 years, what kind of father do I want my kids to have had for the past 5 years? In 10 years, what kind of father do I want my kids to have had for the past 10 years? So here's my course correction for this year. As my kids are sort of getting older, I found myself wanting to become more of a wise father, like a father of wisdom, right? I want to be better equipped to say and do the just right thing when those increasingly rare moments arise. A pretty famous writer once said, "It is a wise father who knows his own child." And while I certainly believe there's incredible value in knowing your children, fathers, know your children. That is a wise thing to do. But I believe also that Scripture and experience teaches us that there's more to wisdom than just knowing your kids. That it is good to know your kids, it is wise to know your kids, but knowing your kids ought to be like the bare minimum. That ought to be like the paternity test. And that wisdom comes from growing yourself enough to have something to give to them, some truth, some experience. You have to have something to offer your kids. That real fatherhood comes not from the ability to have children, because most anybody can have children, but from having something to give to your children. That's the real test of fatherhood. So a lot of the book of Proverbs is sort of based around this idea. It's written from the vantage point of a father to his son, though I think you can make the argument it's really parents to children. But it's Proverbs is written from this vantage point of father to son, like a wise father passing along life lessons to his son. And one of my very favorite passages, the only one we're even going to look at this morning, comes from Proverbs chapter 4. And there he says, "Listen, my sons, to the father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me and he said to me," listen to these words here, "take hold of my words with all your heart, keep my commands, and you will live." The ability to offer words of life, to have words that carry such a weight, they carry such a purpose that they last beyond like those brief moments whenever you spoke them, that your words endure. I want you to think about the difference between having a full breakfast, whatever that is for you. Like, you know, for me it's bacon, eggs, biscuits, gravy, juice, fruit, cinnamon rolls. I don't know. Whatever is your idea of a full breakfast. Having a big full breakfast or grabbing a Pop-Tart on the way out the door. Right? Both options put calories in your system. But only one of them is going to stick with you and provide lasting fullness and energy. Right? As my family used to say, and I don't know if your family ever said, you got to eat something that'll stick to your ribs. Okay, I'm so glad that was not just my thing. Because that would be a weird thing for my family to make up. But yeah, you need to eat something that'll stick to your ribs, right? Think of words of wisdom as being words that stick to your ribs and they endure, right? Dads, we need to remember that the blessing of fatherhood can be so easily and quickly squandered when we focus only on the urgent, the temporal, the now, and we neglect the things that will last. We have to look at the things that will last, dads. Fixing things, earning money, running around, doing chores. All of that has their place, by the way, and that all that stuff has to be done. There's a lot of stuff that just has to be taken care of, and that is a great thing to do, but that is not the essence of fatherhood. Because even in the midst of this cyclone of fatherhood and dadhood activity, we are called to a higher duty. That this sort of fatherhood that we're called to is a noble calling. A calling of love, a calling of grace, a calling of encouragement, a calling of wisdom. And so whether your kids are new and you got to stand up today for the first time as a new dad or a new parent, or whether your kids are grown and out of the house and maybe they even have kids of their own, my encouragement, my prayer for us as fathers this morning is that we may continue to grow, becoming fathers of wisdom, that the things we say and do might endure, might last beyond the moment, beyond the temporary, to impact our kids and their kids from time on down the line. And so if we could pray for you this morning, dads, just want to offer this word of encouragement that we think you are valuable and we want to love and support you through whatever it is you are going through. So if we can pray for you, encourage you, lift you up, or if there's anything we can help you with, won't you let our elders know as they're around the room? You can meet us now during the song or after the services. We want to be there for you. And if we can do that, let us know while we stand and while we sing.